Brad, Houston. All right, you are go for TLI. Over. All right, coming up on 20 seconds to ignition. Mark it, and you're looking very good. Roger.
Ignition.
Roger, ignition. Apollo 8, Houston, trajectory and guidance look good, over.
Roger, Apollo 8, good here.
Apollo 8, Houston, you're looking good here, right down the center line.
Roger, Apollo 8. LOS, all systems go.
Roger, you're going. Command reset, tape recorder forward low bitrate.
Roger, safe journey, guys.
Thanks a lot, Trip. See you on the other side.
We'll be right back. Apollo 8, coming to you live from the moon. We've had to switch the TV camera now. We showed you first a view of Earth as we've been watching it for the past 16 hours. Now we're switching so that we can show you the moon. I know my own impression is that it's a vast, lonely, forbidding type existence or expanse of nothing.
The vast loneliness up here on the moon is awe-inspiring, and it makes you realize just what you have back there on Earth. The Earth from here is a grand oasis of the big vastness of space.
Now approaching lunar sunrise, and for all the people back on Earth, the crew of Apollo 8 has a message that we would like to send to you. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness.
Thank you. Houston, we've got a beautiful view of the Earth here, but it's absolutely fantastic.
Please.